It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from BG as it's the Girls MAC semifinals tonight. The winner of tonight's contest will punch their tickets to the MAC championship, which will be Friday night down at the Binghamton University Event Center. The Girls MAC championship will be at 6 p.m. and the boys at 8 p.m. We'll break that down a little bit more for you here in a minute. Just want to let you know that you're tuned into the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. The BG Girls, the number 2 seed in the MAC tournament here this year. Green is the number 3 seed. The other contest happening tonight is the number 1 seed, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, hosting the number 4 seed, Deposit Hancock Lady Eagles. We'll have updates on all those games, and when we come back, we'll break down the rest of the playoff bracket as well. But the most important thing to know is that the winner of BG and Green here tonight will play the winner of Delhi and Deposit Hancock on Friday night for the MAC championship. Again, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, excuse me, with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Bainbridge, Guilford. As tonight it's the BG Lady Bobcats taking on the Green Trojans in the Girls MAC semifinals. BG the 2 seed, Green the 3 seed. Here's the other part of the playoff bracket. Of course, we already mentioned that it is 1 Delhi taking on 4 Deposit Hancock. And then what they do is they have what they call a mini tournament for seeds 5 through 8. And so that will be also happening tonight. It's 8 seed Harpersville visiting 5 Unitego and 7 Walton visiting 6 Unadilla Valley. Then what they do with the 3 teams that are ranked 9th, 10th, and 11th in the bracket, they have a round-robin tournament. So Sydney is the 11th seed. They are at 10 Oxford tonight. Number 9 seed Afton has a bye, and then those teams will play another game on Thursday of this week. And so that's how they do the little round-robin tournament. And some people have always asked me, well, why do they do that? Well, really, it's a way to not only decide what the final 1 through 11 standings are in the league, but you get those extra games in which, if you can win, can give you some extra sectional points. So if you're in that 5 through 8 bracket, that is, you could pick up possibly 2 wins, which could go a long way for your sectional seeding, which is going to be coming right up. The sectional seeding meeting is Wednesday night for Section 4, and so by later this week, we will know what the sectional brackets will look like for boys and girls across the various classes in New York State. So that's pretty interesting, and that's why you have those extra games. You really want to try to rack up as many points as you can, because in some cases, it can be the difference between a home game and a road game, And, of course, everybody wants to play on their home floor and not have to travel a great distance. And in some cases, in sectionals, you could be traveling all the way to the Binghamton area, Elmira area, Ithaca, I mean, you name it. So if you can get a couple of extra wins, get a game on your home floor, it certainly goes quite a long way. So that is the breakdown there. Tomorrow will be the boys' MAC semifinals, and those contests will feature number 4, Sydney, and number 1, Walton, and number 3, Delhi, and number 2, Unadilla Valley. And when we get to halftime here today, we'll break down the rest of that boys' bracket as well. But I believe tomorrow night we will be doing Delhi at UV, that game on Tuesday night. And then the MAC championships for boys and girls will be this Friday. The girls' game at 6, the boys' game at 8 o'clock, and those games will be at the Binghamton University Events Center, so the BU Events Center. So mark the calendar, because that game was originally scheduled for Saturday the 17th. It is now scheduled for Friday the 16th. So if you had that original date, make sure you change it so you don't end up down there on Saturday. You end up on Friday so you can catch what should be two very good games. We're going to pause here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show for the national anthem, as well as the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll have the girls' MAC semifinals tonight between BG and Green on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight, WCDO, as we get you set for the girls' MAC semifinals between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Green. Just a quick word is that our web stream tonight will not be available, so you'll have to listen in on the radio. But you can always go back later at WCDOsports.com. We will have this game uploaded on our game audio archive for you, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. So no web stream tonight, but definitely on the radio as well as on our game audio archive. Let's do our starting lineups. First, for the number 3 seed Green Lady Trojans and head coach Dave Gorton, they have junior number 11 McKenney Sergi, senior number 12 Alyssa Sands. They have senior number 15 Sophia Brown, senior number 23 Mary Borchardt, and sophomore number 45 Emma Smith. For the 2 seed, the BG Lady Bobcats and head coach Bob Conway, a senior number 5 Jill Canistra, a junior number 11 Abby Selfridge, a freshman number 12 Erica Selfridge, a junior number 23 Corey Thornton, and a senior number 25 Megan Palmatier. And we'll get set to go as BG will be in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. They will be going right to left on your radio dial. Green is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says green and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll get you set to go here for the girls' MAC semifinals. Winner will play the winner of Delhi and Deposit Hancock. And again, first time that the MAC championship game will be at the BU Event Center. It's really flipped around the last couple of years, from Suco to Hartwick to SUNY Delhi, and now this year at the BU Event Center. So BG going right to left on your radio dial, green left to right. And we are about to get underway, as it will be Emma Smith jumping it up here for Green and Abby Selfridge for Bainbridge Guilford. Lady Bobcats win the opening tip. Selfridge just got enough of it there. And we'll come back across midcourt as they go right to left. Left side for Megan Palmatier. Reverses it back to the top of the key for Corey Thornton. Back for Erica Selfridge. They skip across the top of the zone. And now back to Thornton straight away. Left side again for Erica Selfridge. Being very patient here as the shot clock comes down to 10. Now back to Canestra for Thornton. Pump fakes on a three. Passes backdoor for Selfridge. Off the glass and good. Erica Selfridge was very patient when she saw the daylight there for the backdoor cut. She took it, and BG with an early 2-0 lead. Chance of defense from the BG student section here tonight in Bainbridge. Green with their first offensive possession of the night. Here's Alyssa Sands. Gets around, takes it right to the rim. Off the glass and good for Alyssa Sands. Very nicely done, and we're tied 2-2. As BG came out in man-to-man, and Sands saw a little opening and took advantage of it. We're a minute in. It's 2-2. Here's Erica Selfridge, left side. Now for Canestra. Corey Thornton, right side. Again, very patient with the basketball. Selfridge, left side, baseline drive. Back out, left elbow for Selfridge. It was partially blocked, but Palmatier comes down with it. Gets it back to Selfridge in the paint. Little give and go to Palmatier, up and in. Boy, Selfridge fooled everybody. Thought she was going to go with a 10-footer. Instead, zipped it down low to Palmatier, and she finished it off. So it's BG 4 and Green 2 with 6:35 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Alyssa Sands at the top of the key. Sands gets around a pick, right side, bounce pass into the corner now for Sophia Brown. Brown with a little jumper along the baseline right side. It was off the mark, and Canestra was there to sweep up the rebound. Ahead for Palmatier. Palmatier puts on the brakes, and the Bobcats will set up the offense. With 6:15 to go in the first quarter, it's a 4-2 lead. Corey Thornton trying to add to it for BG. Straightaway three is no good. A rebound, though, for Canestra. Canestra lost the handle, though, as Sands came over and took it away from her off the rebound. Sands back up the floor for Green. Now we'll find Sophia Brown. Brown for a three-pointer. Yes, thought maybe the foot was on the line, but the official signal, it's good for a three-pointer from the right side for Sophia Brown. So it's Green 5 and BG 4 with 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. They'll pass down low for Palmatier. Out to the right side for Thornton. Back out, Canestra, straight away, three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Selfridge. Erica, that is. An up and under reverse layup, and it goes. Erica Selfridge makes it BG 6 and Green 5 with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Sands up the right side of the floor. Behind the back dribble, she crosses the half-court timeline. Sets up the offense. Sands will dribble drive left side. Again finds Brown. She tosses up a three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. McKenna Sergi with a rebound. Goes back out for Sands. Left side for three. Left it short. And it goes out of bounds on an air ball. And we'll go back to Bainbridge Guilford with 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. It's BG leading Green 6-5. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's been a busy time of year for high school basketball. We just did the Tri-Valley League Championships for girls and boys on Saturday night from SUNY Oneonta. The Morris girls and the GMU boys coming away with championships there. And the MAC will be this Friday, as well as the Delaware League on Friday from SUNY Delhi. So it's a busy time of year right before sectionals. BG with the basketball, left side. They'll skip it across for Macy Leisure. Her pass into the corner is kicked out of bounds as it went off the leg there of Emma Smith of Green. Good defense, as Leisure just checked into the game for the Lady Bobcats. That's the thing about head coach Bob Conway. He's not afraid to use anybody on that bench. He has three on the bench. They only carry eight girls at dress, but they are all available to get into the game at any time. Leisure with a straightaway three. Left it short. Sands with a rebound. Green settling in nicely here in a tough environment on the road in the MAC semis. Here's Sands, takes it all the way to the bucket. A little Dr. J finger roll. Won't go down. Rebound here for Emma Smith. She puts it up. It was partially blocked by Palmatier, and BG comes away with it. Left side of the floor, Erica Selfridge finds Corey Thornton. Back to Selfridge, reverses here for Leisure with 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. 6-5, BG on top of Green in the girls' MAC semis. Down low for Abby Selfridge. Shot is off the mark, and a rebound for Emma Smith. Green does have a nice size advantage on the inside in terms of height, and they'll try to use it. A little quick, fast break here from McKenna Sergi, and she takes it all the way and puts it up and in. So it's Green 7 and BG 6 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Selfridge as BG goes right to left. Back left side for Thornton. Too strong. Too much spice on that one. Tracked it down. Followed her shot. Got her own rebound, and BG keeps it alive. Back for Thornton. Left side looking for options. Now for Erica Selfridge for Palmateer. Give and go back for Thornton. Dials up a three. This time left it short again. And Green with another rebound. The Lady Trojans leading BG 7-6 early in the first quarter. Well, about 3:30 left, so midway through. They'll pass it down low here for Emma Smith. Smith gets tied up with Abby Selfridge. We'll have a jump ball, and possession arrow keeps it here with GCS. With 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Green coaching staff wanted to reach in foul there on Selfridge, but they won't get it. Pass in here for Green. Quickly hammered out of bounds there by Macy Lizer of BG, so it remains with Green. This is McKenna Sergi doing the inbounding duties for the Lady Trojans. Has to toss one way into the backcourt here as she was close to a five-second call and finds Sophia Brown. Brown to the right side of the floor. Stops, chucks up a three, and is fouled with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Shot won't go, but she's going to shoot three. I don't think anybody was expecting her to take that shot. She came off a screen and really didn't even have her feet set, just let it fly. And the foul will be on Corey Thornton, her first, team's first. That's the first foul on either team so far here tonight. First shot is up and good for Brown. So she's one for one. So Sophia Brown with 4 points. And it's Green 8 and BG 6 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Second shot for Brown is good. She's got 5, and she's looking to add here on this third shot. Madison Rice, the sophomore, will be checking in at the next whistle. So here is Brown going 3 for 3. No, broadcaster's curse there as that one tapped out, hit the rim twice, and then fell off. So she goes 2 for 3 on that trip. Green 9, BG 6 with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Here's Selfridge down low for Palmateer. It was just a nick too far in front of her, and she couldn't hold on to it. Out of bounds it goes. Sophia Brown will go to the bench, and Madison Rice will come in. With 3:05 to go, first quarter. Green holding a 3-point lead, and now a foul on Erica Selfridge reaching in against Alyssa Sands. Was trying to sneak in and get a steal there. And gets whistled for the infraction. First foul on Selfridge, second on BG as a team. 3:05 to go first quarter. It's Green with a 9-6 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford. The girls' MAC semifinals tonight live from Bainbridge. Winner will go to the MAC championship game on Friday night. Sands on the right side of the floor. Scoops it up and finds Emma Smith. Smith with a backdoor cut to Madison Rice. Rice back for Emma Smith at the foul line. Baseline drive here as she goes down low. Lost control of the ball. Loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball between Canestra and Sands, and this time it's going to go back to the navy blue and the white of the Lady Bobcats. 2:45 to go first quarter. Canestra will walk it across midcourt for BG. BG looking for their fourth straight trip to the league championship, possibly. They've won 3 in a row. Left side for Erica Selfridge. Now for Palmateer, outside the three-point line. Back for Canestra. Finds Erica Selfridge. Up for Macy Lizer. Straight away three. Again, not enough mustard on that one. She left it short. Rebound is loose on the floor. Tapped out of bounds by Erica Selfridge. And so it will remain with the Green Lady Trojans with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And the score, Green 9, BG 6. And so the high-flying BG offense being held in check here nicely so far by GCS. Into the corner now for Green as they bring it into their own offensive end of the floor, and another jump ball as they tried to go to the interior for Emma Smith. She gets tied up with Selfridge. We'll have a whistle. Borchardt will come to the bench, and Kylie Peck will come in now for Green with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Green on the inbounds pass. They go for Emma Smith. A little hot potato there. She lost control of it. BG comes away with Corey Thornton as we hit 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thornton down the right side of the floor. Finds Selfridge. Selfridge, they thought, maybe got fouled from behind. BG fans wanted it. They won't get it. Ball is loose. BG comes away. Here's Abby Selfridge in the paint. Little pull-up jumper is good for Abby Selfridge. Her first basket of the night cuts it to a 1-point lead. Green 9, BG 8 with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Down the floor for Madison Rice. Rice back across for Peck. Peck holding on to a triple threat position. Goes back to Alyssa Sands, who has really been the quarterback and the floor general tonight so far for the Lady Trojans. picks up her dribble, hands one off for Sergi. Sergi with a little jump step, passes down low here for Emma Smith. Off the back of the rim, good-looking opportunity there, but was it a tough angle there? She went straight on, so couldn't really use the backboard. Missed it. BG with a rebound. Coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Palmateer from the foul line. Won't get it to go. And the rebound for Sands. Green 9, BG 8 with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Sands. Gets around the screen. Down low. Up off the glass. Good. Alyssa Sands has come to play tonight. She's got 4 points. And it's Green 11, BG 8 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Canestra, right side for Erica Selfridge. Now back to the left side for Corey Thornton. They work it around the top of the clock. They go back left side. Inside now for Palmateer. Back off for Selfridge. Jumper is short. Rebound loose. It stays with the Bobcats. Good rebound by Abby Selfridge. Tracked it down. Pulls up in the paint. This time the jumper goes. Abby Selfridge with 4 points. And 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Green 11 and BG 10. Here's Sergi. Leaves one off for Emma Smith. Straight away, bang, right from the foul line. Left her wide open, and she buries it. And it's Green 10, BG, excuse me, Green 13, BG 10. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. BG back across half court. They look up at the clock. They find Thornton to the high post for Selfridge. Let's see about the clock awareness. Back out, Canestra, straight away, three, got it. Jill Canestra from way downtown, and we are tied 13 apiece between Green and Bainbridge-Guilford in the girls' MAC semifinals tonight, live from Bainbridge. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. As we start the second quarter here in Bainbridge, it's the BG girls in green. They are tied up at 13-13 at the end of the first quarter. Just an out-of-town score look here is that end of the first quarter in Delhi. It's Delhi leading at Deposit Hancock 19-11. Logan Bruce with 7 points and Olivia Wakin with 5. As that is the other semifinal game tonight. The winner of Delhi and DH will play the winner of BG and Green. And so Delhi with an early lead in that one. We're tied up here at 13 apiece, and now a steal by Green on the first possession of the second quarter. And down the floor here for the Green Lady Trojans. Here is Sands, straight away three. Left it short, ball out of bounds. No, it's saved, but right into the hands of Abby Selfridge. Selfridge up the floor to the right side. Tries to pass one down low for Palmateer and couldn't get it to her. Palmateer has really been shadowed here by the Green defense. They're doing a nice job of making sure she cannot get her hands on the basketball. And now a charge is taken here by Abby Selfridge. Planted her feet in the floor. And McKenna Sergi came flying in there looking for a layup. And they'll whistle her for the charge. First foul on McKenna Sergi. And the first team foul on Green in the second quarter. Back up the floor here for BG Lady Bobcats, right side for Canestra. Canestra holding on to it, finds Corey Thornton, 15 on the shot clock. Tied up at 13-13 here in the girls' MAC semifinals, live from Bainbridge tonight. Palmateer with 10 on the shot clock, back out Canestra, finds Palmateer, straightaway jumper. Again, not enough on it, and Erica Selfridge is able to trace it down. Track it down, I should say, all the way back to midcourt. Finds Canestra left side. And now back out for Corey Thornton. Long possession here for BG, but they hit the rim, so they got a fresh 30 on that shot clock, and they just reset it. Here's Canestra, baseline drive. Goes back out for Selfridge. Selfridge skips across the top of the zone. Back for Erica Selfridge. Straightaway three, no good. Abby is there to clean it up. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound Canestra, and we'll start it all over again. Third straight possession here of a new shot clock for BG. Down low, Abby Selfridge puts it up. Can't get it to go, and she's fouled with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 13-13 between Green and Bainbridge-Guilford. But BG hitting the boards hard, doing a great job there. And that's tiring when you're on defense like that for Green. You hold them for the 30 seconds, they miss a couple of shots, they get another rebound, they reset it, and it was the third time that that happened. And finally, Selfridge was fouled as she put that up for a layup. With 6:10 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 13-13. Selfridge at the line now. It appears she had some tape on her finger that fell off during that last play. And I think the officials are going to make sure that that thing gets taped back up, make sure that everything is okay here. So 6:10 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 13-13. We'll step away for 30 seconds for an injury timeout here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Selfridge makes her first foul shot as we're back underway. Got that finger nice and taped up. She's good to go. And it is BG 14, Green 13. Second shot is up and good for Selfridge, so she's got 6 points. BG takes a two-point lead, 15-13. Early in the second quarter, it's 15-13. Melissa Sands now for Green. Takes it all the way to the rim. Gets through and finishes it off once again. Sands with 6 points. We're tied up at 15 apiece with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Left side, Canestra. I don't know how Sands is getting that done. The shift on the man-to-man defense just isn't there so far tonight for BG. They'll have to get on the same page. Here's Leisure, right side. Goes into the corner now for Palmateer. Spots up for two from the corner and gets it. Palmateer with 4 points. And it's 17-15. BG on top of Green. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for McKenna Sergi. Sergi scoops it up, finds Emma Smith, takes it to the rack, won't get it to go. Rebound for Leisure, lost it, it's loose on the floor. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it there in the jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with the Green Lady Trojans. Make sure you stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report as well. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you some score updates from this contest as well. See who our high scorers are when we hit the halftime break. Here is Borchardt at the high post, finds Emma Smith. Smith puts it on the floor, takes it down low. Shot is off the mark. Rebound for Abby Selfridge. And Selfridge is off and running with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Now finds Jill Canestra. Back for Abby Selfridge at the top of the key with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. It's the BG girls in the MAC semifinals leading 17-15. Now to the right side for Canestra. Canestra skips it across the top of the zone for Palmateer. Back up top of the key. Selfridge steps in. Long three. Hit the rim twice. Won't go down. And Emma Smith scoops up a rebound. Boy, she's doing a great job on the glass tonight. The sophomore, the tallest player on the floor. I'd say she's got to be 6 foot. Doing a great job on the inside. Here is Smith. Right elbow. Got it. Turnaround shot there for Emma Smith. And she is showing off that she's got some range, too. And we're tied back up at 17 apiece between the BG girls and Green with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Here is Selfridge, right side for Canestra. Canestra goes back inside now for Palmateer. Palmateer for Erica Selfridge, right side back for Canestra. Shot clock at 10. They continue to work it around. Down low for Macy Leisure. Backdoor cut blocked out of there by Mary Borchardt, who came over and swatted it away. Back up the floor here for Green with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 17-17. Green giving BG all they can handle here so far tonight in the girls' MAC semifinals. Winner goes to the league championship game. Here's Alyssa Sands. Finds Emma Smith. Pump fakes. Takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Canestra skies for a rebound. and will work it back up the floor. Canestra, good pass ahead here for Abby Selfridge. Takes it down low, finishes it off, and she's fouled. Abby Selfridge with 8 points, and she'll go to the charity stripe, looking to complete the three-point play. So it's BG 19, Green 17. Foul will be on Mary Borchardt. First, second, and the team's third. In case you're keeping track at home, 3 team fouls so far in the second quarter on Green, none on Bainbridge-Guilford. And the three-point play is up and good for Abby Selfridge. She now has 9 points. Timeout is taken with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 20 and Green 17. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:30 to go in the second quarter. It is BG on top of Green, 20-17. Girls, MAC semifinals tonight live in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney, as we bring you all the action tonight. Now a steal at midcourt by Jill Canestra. Picked the pocket of Alyssa Sands, but then throws it away. Palmateer somehow saves it, though, right on the end line. Gets it to Abby Selfridge. She dribbles down low, is fouled as she puts the shot up. Can't get it to go, but we'll head to the line. Great initial steal by Canestra. Almost threw it away. Palmateer kept it in bounds. I don't even know how. And Selfridge was right there to scoop it up in the corner, and then she was fouled. So Selfridge looking to be the first player tonight to get into double figures. She has 9 and can't get the first foul shot to go with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. It is 20-17. BG girls on top of Green in what has been so far a tight girls MAC semifinal. Second shot here for Selfridge is good. So she's into double figures with 10. And with 3:05 to go in the second quarter, it's 21-17. The BG girls on top of Green by 4. Shot from the left side is off the mark and no good for Peck of Green. A rebound for Canestra. She's got a real knack for going into the land of the trees and coming up with the basketball. Right side here for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge back across Corey Thornton. Now a straightaway 3 here for Canestra. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Emma Smith. And she is fouled here, I believe. Yes, by Abby Selfridge, her first and the team's first. So Green with 4 team fouls, BG with 1, with 2:40 to go in the second quarter, and BG leading 21-17. Green with the basketball. They tried to take it in, but it was stolen away on the inbounds pass by Erica Selfridge back into the hands of BG. Selfridge calling for the basketball. Erica with a 3-ball right side. She got it. The freshman buries it. Erica Selfridge with 7 points. Timeout taken by Green. 2.5 to go in the second. BG 23 and Green 17. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And make sure you stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up, folks. 2:30 to go in the second quarter. Our score here, the BG girls leading Green 23-17. I'm told that Delhi is on top of Deposit Hancock 33-24 in that other contest, which will decide who goes to the MAC championship between the 1-seed Delhi and the 4-seed Deposit Hancock. A shot from the left side, a 2 for Sophia Brown, so she now has 7 points. Pulls Green back to within 4, 23-19, with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. Finds Erica Selfridge. And back for Thornton. Dials up a three off the front of the rim. No good. Abby Selfridge, a rebound. Comes out of there. Resets the offense. Skips across for Erica. And to the top of the key again for Thornton. Thornton for Canestra. Right side now for Megan Palmateer. The spot-up jumper is too strong. Abigail Selfridge with the rebound. Off the glass. No. Rebound here. And a foul on Abby Selfridge, her second, team second. Lizer's going to have to come back in, and that's a tough foul there on Abby Selfridge. And Coach Conway has to take her out for protection. Do not want her picking up that third this late in the second quarter, and I don't think he was pleased that she even got her second on kind of a silly over-the-back call. A minute 40 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-19. Here is Alyssa Sands on the left side of the floor for Green. Bounces it into the corner for Peck. Peck now will find Emma Smith. Smith spots up. The jumper is too strong. Hit the rim twice. And now we'll have a foul underneath against Green with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. And this will be a shooting foul, as that's the fifth foul on Green. Foul will be on McKenna Sergi. No, it will be on Brianna Austin, who had checked into the game. So it's her first, team's fifth, and this will put Canestra at the line for Bainbridge-Guilford. BG girls leading Green 23-19 with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Canestra first shot is good. So Joe Canestra now with 4 points tonight. Leaders so far, Abby Selfridge with 10 for Bainbridge-Guilford. Sophia Brown with 7 for Green. Second shot, Canestra won't go down. Foul on the rebound will be on Bainbridge-Guilford with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. That will be on Palmateer, her first, team's third. Jostling a little bit too hard there for the rebound on the foul shot. So Sands brings it up with a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Sands will pass to the far side now for Peck. Both teams not afraid to use the bench here tonight. Peck has her shot blocked there by Palmateer, who came up to the foul line to swat it away. Ball is loose. Comes ahead now for Palmateer. Dribbles through transition. Defense gets it up to Macy Leisure. They'll work it around. Leisure to the right side as BG goes right to left. We're under a minute to go before the halftime break. Palmateer to the foul line. 20 on the shot clock. Now back for Thornton. For Palmateer again at the high post. Back for Thornton. Works her open for a three-pointer. Shot is short. Rebound is loose. Green will come away with it with 40 seconds to go in the first half. BG 24, Green 19. Left side of the floor here for Green. Now to the right side for Alyssa Sands. Sands into the corner. Leaves one for Sophia Brown. Back for Sands. Steps in for a long three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Leisure with 20 seconds to go. Up the floor for Corey Thornton. Halftime approaching. They'll leave it off for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge back for Thornton. They want to play for the last shot. Shot clock is off. Game clock is at 13 seconds. Corey Thornton and Erica Selfridge working it around the top of the key to the far side for Macy Leisure. We're down to five. They're going to have to make a move. Selfridge will get it. Erica tries to go down low for Palmateer. It was punched out of bounds with 1.6 left. So BG's really just going to have time to get it in and try to catch and shoot. You maybe have a split second to set your feet if you get a good look. They'll pop it in. Palmateer for a three at the buzzer is no good. And our halftime score is BG 24 and Green 19. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Our halftime score here in Bainbridge in the girls MAC semifinals. It's the 2-seed BG Bobcats leading the 3-seed Green Trojans 24-19. The 1-versus-4 game is over in Delhi tonight at Delaware Academy. It's the 1-seed Delhi girls leading Deposit Hancock, who's the 4-seed, by a score of 33-24 at the half, and that's in the other MAC girls semifinal. Again, our other games tonight, which I will have final scores for you later, feature number 8 Harpersville at number 5 Unitego, 7 Walton at 6 Unadilla Valley, as well as 11 Sydney at 10 Oxford. So these games are just for the MAC conference. Sectionals won't start until next week. The seeding meeting is on Wednesday for boys and for girls. And so sectionals for our local teams in Class C and Class D will start then. So the Tri-Valley League already has theirs in the books. The Delaware League, as well as the MAC conference, will have their championship games on Friday night. The Delaware League will be at SUNY Delhi, as it always is, and the MAC will be trying things out at the BU Event Center at Binghamton University this year. So Friday night, the girls' game at 6 o'clock, the boys' game at 8 o'clock. We'll have both of those games for you right here on WCDL. Really looking forward to that. So here's our scoring summary from the first half. First for BG, Abigail Selfridge with 10 points, Erica Selfridge with 7, Jill Canistra and Megan Palmatier with 4 points apiece for the Lady Bobcats. On the other side for Green, Sophia Brown with 7, Alyssa Sands with 6, Emma Smith with 4, and McKenna Sergi with 2 points for the Green Lady Trojans. Got to give a lot of credit here to Green. They have done a great job. It's hard to come into this environment on the road at BG. You're the underdog. Thought they weathered the storm really well and, you know, didn't get flustered or anything early in the contest and just got off to a nice clean start, ran their sets, got a few easy buckets, and they had the lead for most of the half. It was really a late run in the second quarter that got BG the lead. And since then, BG's just been able to kind of hold on to a 3-, 4-, 5-point lead. But Green is right there within striking distance. You've given yourself every opportunity going into the second half to have a chance to win this ball game. And I know head coach Dave Gordon and his crew would love nothing better than to make it to the MAC championship game. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself today. Call Marabito, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll get you some more out-of-town scores here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Just wanted to give you some out-of-town scores quickly. The Unitigo girls are up 19-8 over Harpersville in that 5-8 game. That game is at the half. And the other girls' game we were keeping an eye on features the UV girls with a 26-20 lead over Walton at the half. So those were those games in the MAC girls mini tournament. Just a reminder, tomorrow night will be the boys' MAC semifinals. You'll have 4-seed Sydney traveling to 1-seed Walton, 3-seed Delhi traveling to 2-seed Unadilla Valley. I'm planning on doing the Delhi and UV game, and if you're a Sydney fan and you aren't happy with me and my choices, my justification was we just did Delhi and Walton, or we just did Sydney and Walton last week, a regular season game. It was a great one, and just thought it would be a nice opportunity to get UV and Delhi in for the 2-3 game, and hopefully the team that you're cheering for out there in Sportsland gets to the MAC championship, because I will have that on the radio. So it's always tough when you get these semifinals, because I hem and haw over it all week. I don't know what game to do, because I always think whatever game I go to, the other one's probably going to be better. So how do I work my way through that and figure out exactly what I want to do, because I want to see a great game just like everybody else does. So hopefully both games are good. That's what I usually come down to. Hey, if I go to this one, hopefully they're both good and we can keep you updated on both games. That's the goal. So it's just fun because we have so many good teams in the area this year, and just want to try to get to as many games as I possibly can and keep you folks updated out there. So again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can save a lot when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. You'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. It's 563-HEAT. We'll take another break when we come back. Third quarter action coming up on CDL.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 24-19 as we start the second half. Bainbridge Guilford girls on top of green in the girls' MAC semifinals. Here's Erica Selfridge, right side of the floor. We'll go to the high post now for Abigail Selfridge. Down low for Palmateer, back here for Selfridge. She puts it up and is fouled, and we'll head to the line. BG now going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Green is in the road green uniforms, imagine that, with the white trim. 24-19 our score. Again, the winner of tonight's contest will advance to Friday night's MAC championship game as Selfridge misses the first shot. Just had another update that Delhi started the second half on an 8-0 run to lead 41-24 over Deposit Hancock. Lady Eagles were down 33-24 at halftime, but Delhi starting to put some distance into that contest. Selfridge's second shot is up and good. So Selfridge now with 11, and BG leads 25-19. Back up the floor here for Sophia Brown. Brown will leave it off for McKenna Sergi. Sergi back for Sands. Early third quarter action here. I thought Sands was very pivotal in that first half. Really set everybody up and made some key shots as well. And here's another pivotal player, Emma Smith, down low. She's got 6 points, lays it up and in, keeping Green in this ballgame with some big buckets. It's BG 25, Green 21, with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Backdoor cut for Erica Selfridge. Has it knocked away there by Emma Smith, but BG keeps possession. Here's Selfridge finding Corey Thornton back to the top of the key for Canestra. Left side here for Erica Selfridge. 8 on the shot clock. Back out to Canestra. They find Corey Thornton. Into the corner now for Palmateer. Palmateer finds Selfridge. Lays it up and in with 1 second to go on the shot clock. Selfridge now with 13. BG executed that to perfection. And the Lady Bobcats lead Green 27-21 with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Here is Sands across the half-court timeline. Sands, left side. We'll leave it off here for Peck. Peck picks up her dribble, and now we'll leave it for McKenna Sergi. Sergi looking for options. Dribble drive into the paint, wants to take it herself. Too strong off the glass. Rebound for Canestra. And again, I said it in the first half, she's got a real knack for going in there as a smaller guard and coming up with the basketball. Don't know how she does it. Right side for Canestra. Back to the top of the key for Erica Selfridge. Feeds one for Canestra in the corner. Bounce pass for Palmateer. Shot clock at 15. Back out Selfridge. Little Selfridge to Selfridge connection. Erica to Abby. The jumper is off and a rebound for Green. 6 minutes to go in the third. BG leads Green 27-21. Little fast break jumper here for Green is off the mark from Sophia Brown. BG comes away with a rebound. Ahead now for Canestra. Canestra give and go to Abby Selfridge. Selfridge underneath the bucket. Lost control of it and Green comes away. It's a game of hot potato now as the track meet continues. Down the floor for Sergi. Sergi pulls out, stops, pump fakes, and now we'll leave it off for Sophia Brown and back to the top of the key for Alyssa Sands. Sands down low, up off the glass, gets it to go, and we'll head to the line. Little baby hook in the paint. She gets it to fall. Sands with 8 points will have a chance at a three-point play. Foul will be on Corey Thornton, her second, team's first. And Macy Leiser will come back in, and Thornton will head to the bench. So Sands looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul shot is up and good. And Green just will not go away. 27-24 with 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Canestra. Now for Palmateer. Back for Erica Selfridge and Macy Leiser at the top of the key. Now for Erica Selfridge. Spots up three ball right side. No good. Rebound on that weak side from McKenna Sergi. Stolen right back, though, by BG. Here's Selfridge. Pulls up for a jumper and got it. Splash. Abby Selfridge with 15, and BG pumps it back up to a 29-24 lead with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Green with the basketball at the top of the key. holding on to it here, setting up options is the freshman, Kylie Peck. Peck now into the hands of senior Alyssa Sand. She spots up, wants that three ball, left it short, and a rebound again for Canestra. Weak side defensive rebound, did a good job. Passes one ahead now for Abby Selfridge. In the paint, left her wide open, and she finishes it off. She's got 17, and it's BG pumping this lead up to 31-24 with 4.5 to go in the third. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Deposit Hancock won't go quietly in that other game either. They've started to hit some three-pointers, and it's 48-37 Delhi on top of Deposit Hancock. That's the other girls' MAC semifinal tonight over at Delaware Academy in Delhi. So 4.5 to go in the third here in Bainbridge, and it's the BG girls leading Green 31-24. Again, the winner of those two games that we just talked about will meet for the MAC championship on Friday night. Green is not going quietly either. It's a shot by Madison Rice off the bench is good for two from the left corner, and it's BG 31, Green 26. Palmateer into the right corner. Back to the right side for Selfridge. Erica finds Abby, back out for Erica. Right side three, got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Erica Selfridge. She's got 10 points, and it's 34-26, BG on top, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Green to the right side, another shot for Rice, left it short. Canestra again with a rebound, and an outlet pass here to Erica Selfridge. Going to have to talk with Coach Conway about Canestra and those rebounds again. We talked about it one other night, and he said, I don't know. She just comes up with them, Nate. Right side of the floor here for Abby Selfridge. Had her shot partially blocked, but great hustle to get it back out to Erica Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, Macy Leiser. Bounce pass into the corner for Abby Selfridge. Back out for Erica. Left side for Jill Canestra. NBA three with the shot clock winding down. No good. Rebound for Abby Selfridge. Ball loose on the floor. Last touched here by Green, and it'll stay with BG. Great hustle there by Selfridge. That ball was clearly out of bounds. She leapt in the air, threw it back off the Green player and back out of bounds to keep it with BG. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 34, Green 26. Here's Selfridge in the paint. Pull-up jumper, no good. And a rebound for Green. That one just skimmed off the left side of the rim. Green in transition. Here is Borchardt. Puts it up, won't go. Guess what? Abby Selfridge with the rebound. Having a heck of a ball game here tonight. Trying to put BG on her back and carry them to another appearance in the championship, possibly. Erica Selfridge for three. Left it short. Rebound Palmateer. Whacks one over to Abby Selfridge. Dribbles out of the paint and resets. Now for Macy Leiser, left side three. Too strong, and a rebound for Emma Smith. Shots not falling tonight like normal for BG. 2:45 to go in the third. It's 34-26. The Lady Bobcats leading the Green Lady Trojans. Here is Sands. Dribble drive in the paint. Up and good, and she's fouled. Alyssa Sands slicing and dicing through that BG defense. And another chance at a three-point play. Sands with some great dribbling, showing off her moves as she gets to the rim and finishes tonight, keeping Green in this ballgame. And, you know, Sands, a senior, she's been here in this position before, and she's not going to give up. Sands gets it to go. She's got 12, and it's 2:35 to go in the third quarter. It is BG 34 and Green 29. Still just a five-point ball game. It's wide open to the foul line now. BG passing down low for Palmateer. It was swatted out of bounds by Emma Smith. Smith has done a good job battling one-on-one down low with Palmateer. It's been a great battle tonight. Smith with 6 points for Green. Palmateer with four for BG. But they haven't been able to stop this girl, Abby Selfridge, as she is fouled on the inbounds play. Got it right in the paint, and they had no choice but to slap her on the wrist, or she had a wide-open layup. 2:20 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowell here tonight on WCDO. Stay with us the rest of the way. Should be a great finish. Selfridge, first shot up and good. She has 18. And it's 35-29, Bainbridge-Guilford. You can kind of feel it in here. I think BG fans sweating this one a little bit. It's a close ball game, maybe closer than they expected. Second shot for Selfridge is good. She has 19. Selfridge is going to get a quick breather. I think this is a great move by Coach Conway. Let Abby get a breather and keep her fresh for the fourth quarter. As it's 36-29, BG on top of Green with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Sands. Dribble drive up the floor. Sands gets across the half-court timeline. Right side for Sands. Top of the key. Sands, again, into the teeth of the defense. This time it was blocked by Palmateer. She said no. And Selfridge, Erica that is, will dribble it up the floor, but threw one away. Tried to reverse it to the far side for Corey Thornton, and she was just one step slower than the pass, and it sailed out of bounds. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 36-29. And Green will get it back across the half-court timeline as they go right to left. Left side of the floor for Green and McKenna Sergi. Sergi dribbles through traffic. Will leave one off to the far side for Sophia Brown. Her shot is no good. And Canestra, another rebound. Going to have to check on her defensive rebound numbers at the end of the ball game. Here's Palmateer. Little give and go for Erica Selfridge. Across for Corey Thornton. The shot won't go. Rebound for Green. And Thornton has just been a little cold here tonight. 1:30 to go in the third. It's BG 36, Green 29. Here's Sands to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass now for Brown. Brown with a little dribble drive slipped on the floor. Lager with good defense on her. She'll have to pass it off for Emma Smith. Shot is too strong. Erica Selfridge windexes the glass, comes down with the basketball. With 1:10 to go in the third. BG 36, Green 29. Right side of the floor for Canestra. Canestra. We'll skip it across to Thornton, back for Erica Selfridge as we hit 1 minute to go in the third. Now to the high post for Palmateer. Back out here for Canestra. Now for Palmateer. They continue to work it around. Five on the shot clock. They'll have to toss one up soon. No, they won't. A steal by Green. McKenna Sergi off to the races. The layup is good. Breakaway layup there for McKenna Sergi. It's 36-31 with 40 seconds to go in the third. Half-court timeline here for Erica Selfridge. Left side. Now for Macy Lager, looking for a quality shot here. 30 seconds to go on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. Another steal by Alyssa Sands. Sands dribbles in, and it's up and good. Sands with 14, and it's a three-point game. 36-33 with 15 seconds to go in the third. Selfridge to half court. Now finds Canestra for Palmateer at the high post. Back out Canestra. Shot clock is off. Down to 5 seconds. Erica will find Megan Palmateer down low. She tosses it up. It won't go. Another shot at the buzzer is blocked, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. BG 36, Green 33. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. End of the third quarter over in Delhi. It is Delhi up 57-41. So a nice job there tonight by DA so far. 57-41. And a 36-33 game here. Tight ball game between the 2-seed BG and the 3-seed Green, as the possession arrow is going to give it to Green as they got the ball into Erica Selfridge to start the fourth quarter. She got tied up right at midcourt, and it goes back to Bainbridge Guilford. Excuse me, yes, that was Selfridge coming in, getting the jump ball, taking it away from Green. My fault. And so Canister on the right side of the floor will now find some options at the high post. Here's Abby Selfridge. Selfridge will get one to Jill Canistra in the corner. The jumper is off the mark. A rebound for Green, and here they come. 36-33. BG on top by 3 points. Green with the basketball. Here is Alyssa Sands. Sands down to the top of the key. Sands with a little dribble drive here. Again, Sands has 14 points. She's had a great game tonight. They go inside for Mary Borchardt. Couldn't hold on to it. Erica Selfridge with a steal, and she'll work it back up the floor. Crosses the midcourt timeline. 36-33. Here's Canistra on the right side. Canistra looking for options. It's a three-point lead for Bainbridge Guilford early in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. Backdoor cut, Palmateer up and in. Great backdoor cut for Megan Palmateer, and Abigail Selfridge found her, and it's BG 38, Green 33. Crossing the midcourt timeline. Here is Sands. Sands behind the three-point line is fouled. Let's see who it's on. Will be on Jill Canistra. Her first, team's first, of the fourth quarter. Green with no team fouls so far here in this fourth quarter. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO. Should be a great finish here in the MAC semifinals. The winner will move on to Friday night's championship game between the winner of Delhi and Deposit Hancock. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Delhi with a 57-41 lead to start the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Emma Smith. Smith back for Sands. 15 on the shot clock for Green as they go right to left. Right wing side for Sophia Brown for three. Left it short. Erica Selfridge scoops up a rebound, and here comes BG back up the floor. Right side as they go left to right. They'll dish one off for Erica Selfridge. BG not afraid to work some clock here. Now they cut one down low at the left low block for Abby Selfridge. Back right side, Erica Selfridge to Canistra. Straightaway three-pointer for Jill off the side of the rim. No good. Abigail Selfridge with a rebound, and she'll dribble it back out with a fresh 30 to work with on the shot clock. Now back for Erica Selfridge, right side. Trying to work it to the interior on the low post. Knocked out of bounds. Boy, the scoreboard just went off, and I don't think the officials have noticed it yet. Now it comes back on. Sands in transition, puts the shot up. It's loose on the floor on the rebound. A jump ball. Let's see. We'll keep it here with Green. Boy, as they were running back up the floor, the scoreboard went completely blank for a good 5 seconds and then came right back on. So a good save there by the people at the scorer's table. Green will pop it in. They find Emma Smith. She tries to toss one up, but had her pocket picked by Abby Selfridge. And Selfridge will dribble away with it. Selfridge has 19 points so far tonight for BG. Little give and go with Palmateer, tipped out of bounds. Nice defense there by Green and McKenna Sergi. 5.5 to go in the fourth. It's BG clinging to a 38-31 lead. Bainbridge Guilford will get it in underneath, and they will find Megan Palmateer. Now for Abigail Selfridge. Selfridge on the right side to the foul line, picks it up, and to the right side for Erica Selfridge. Back down low, Palmateer couldn't hold on. Abby Selfridge is there to scoop it up. It's never hit the rim, so they have five to shoot on the shot clock. They go outside again for Abby Selfridge. Tosses it up, won't go. Gets her own rebound, and BG has more time to work with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Back out, Erica Selfridge. Straight away three, and she got it. Erica Selfridge from downtown. She's got 13. Timeout is taken with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. It's BG 41, Green 33. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 5 minutes to go in this contest here, the MAC girls semifinal between Bainbridge Guilford and Green, and it's BG leading 41-33. It's been a great game so far here tonight in Bainbridge. Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion right here on CDL. I'm Nate Lowe. I'll take you the rest of the way. Green with the basketball going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Sands at the top of the key. Green's going to have to come up with some buckets. They might get one right here. A three ball from the far side. Sophia Brown, she's got 10, and it's 41-36, and Green won't quit. Credit to Dave Gorton and his crew tonight. They have come to play. BG, the two seed, Green, the three. We knew it would be a battle. And it has been. Selfridge left side of the floor. The three-time defending MAC champions being taken to the limit here by the Lady Trojans. Here's Palmateer at the foul line. Back out for Abigail Selfridge. Steps in, thought about a long two. Now goes down low for Zamira Caldwell on the left low block. Turnaround shot is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with BG, but only 2 seconds left on the shot clock. So they're going to have to do a catch and shoot. 4:12 to go in the fourth. It's 41-36. Here is Selfridge, finds Caldwell into the corner, Macy Leiser, they didn't see it. Shot clock violation, and it goes back to Green. They were not aware that they only had 2 seconds left. You have a little bit of a younger group on the floor here, too, because you have Thornton and Canestra on the bench right now. I'm assuming they will be back in shortly. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. BG leads 41-36. Here stands at the top of the key. Now finds Emma Smith. Smith takes it down low, off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound for Caldwell. Some big minutes for Caldwell off the bench for BG. Selfridge across the Bobcats logo at midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Abby finds Macy Leiser in the corner. Now for Palmateer. Baseline drive for Palmateer. Left it short. Rebound Emma Smith. And Green with more life. With 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Sophia Brown. Tries to go coast to coast, can't get it to go. Erica Selfridge with a rebound. Trying to dribble out of trouble. Green was right there with a double team, and she was able to just split it and get it to Abby Selfridge. Is she going to get across the half-court timeline? No. 10-second call against BG, as Abby Selfridge was just a little too slow getting it up the court. Coach Conway was yelling to her to try to get it across, and boy, he is heated at the moment with 3:20 to go in the fourth. That's a turnover you don't need, and it's one of those ones that would drive any coach nuts. Left side of the floor here for McKenna Sergi. Sergi at the top of the key. Pump fakes on a three. Now goes left side. Dribble drive. Spot up jumper here for Sophia Brown is no good. Palmateer rips down a rebound. Lost control of it. Ball is loose. Finally, BG comes away. Back up the floor for Erica Selfridge. 3 minutes to go in the MAC girls semifinals tonight in Bainbridge. BG the two seed. Green the three seed. BG leads 41-36. Macy Leiser on the right side of the floor. Leiser with 10 on the shot clock, has nowhere to go, and Coach Conway is going to call a timeout with 2:50 to go in the fourth. BG 41, Green 36. The exciting conclusion when we come back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 2:51 to go in the fourth quarter. It's the BG girls leading Green 41-36. If BG can win, they would be headed back to the MAC championship contest to try to defend their titles. And I say titles because they've won three in a row. So 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-36. Coach Conway drawing like a madman on the whiteboard down in the timeout here. And I would love to know the arsenal of plays that he has up his sleeve or in his back pocket that he could draw up at any time. He's great with the in-game adjustments, but hey, so is Green head coach Dave Gorton. He's one of the best, too. They've both been doing this a long time. So we'll see what happens in the chess match in the next 2:45 in the fourth quarter. BG drawing up a play here. They go to the left side for Macy Leisure. Two on the shot clock. They get it up. Caldwell can't get it to go, and another shot clock violation. It looked like that play was designed to get Selfridge open for a jumper, and Green just closed out on her too fast, had to dish it off to Caldwell, who couldn't get it up before the violation. 2.5 to go in the fourth. It's 41-36. Green trailing Bainbridge Guilford here in the MAC girls semifinals. Emma Smith, the jumper is too strong, but she'll head to the line. Smith with 6 points, but it has been a battle between Smith and Palmateer tonight. So Smith to the line, the sophomore. Scary to think that she has two more seasons in her career coming up for Green. And she misses her first shot because she's just dynamic, and you can see from last year to this year, she's just gotten so much better. And with 2 years to go, boy, it's going to be fun. Another shot here from Smith. This one is good. So Emma Smith with 7, and it's 41-37 with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. BG with the ball. They'll get across the half-court timeline. Left side now for Palmateer. Now back for Abigail Selfridge. A long two-pointer here is off the mark, and a rebound for Green. Green trying to maybe cut this down to a one-possession game if they could get a bucket here on this trip down with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. 41-37. Left side of the floor now for Madison Rice. Rice looking for options. Into the corner now for Sophia Brown. The three ball is too long, but Alyssa Sands was there. Picks up a rebound. Tries a three of her own as she dribbles back off, and it's off the mark. Abigail Selfridge will bring it back up the floor, and a timeout's taken by BG with 1:45 to go in the fourth. It's BG 41, Green 37. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Last update we got from Delhi was with 3 minutes left. It was Delhi 66, Deposit Hancock 44. So it looks like Delhi might be booking their trip back to the MAC championship for girls. They're looking for another date possibly with BG, but Green won't go quite yet. It is BG 41, Green 37, with 90 seconds left in this ballgame. Here's Canestra, lost control of it, scooped it up. Here's Alyssa Sands, big possession coming here for the Lady Trojans. Green with the basketball. Sophia Brown for three, it was short. Canestra, another rebound. Canestra dribbles out of trouble and gets it back to Abby Selfridge. Selfridge across the half-court timeline with 1:10 to go. Canestra to the high post. Finds Selfridge and she's fouled with 1:07 to go. Again, BG 41, Green 37. Winner goes to the MAC League Championship. Selfridge will inbound the basketball underneath. Foul was on Madison Rice, her first team's first. So in the fourth quarter, Green with one foul and BG with two. Here is Selfridge. Underneath the bucket finds Abby Selfridge. The jumper was short. Rebound for Borchardt. And back up the floor here for McKenna Sergi with 1 minute to go. Sergi will get to the foul line, and Gorton will call a timeout with 58 seconds to go. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to live high school playoff basketball tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 41-37. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Green. BG the 2 seed. Green the 3 seed in the MAC girls semifinals. I'm Nate Lowe. Don't turn that dial for the exciting conclusion here tonight. The winner will go to the MAC championship, and it looks like, yes, they will. Delhi has defeated Deposit Hancock 70-47. And the text message I just got about that says, Delhi wins 70-47. See in Binghamton with a big exclamation point. 58 seconds to go. It's 41-37. And a steal by Erica Selfridge on the inbounds play takes it down the length of the court and puts it up and in. Huge steal there for Selfridge. And it's 43-37, and a timeout is taken here by Green with 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to live high school playoff basketball tonight on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Green with an inbounds pass here out of the timeout to Emma Smith, and she is fouled by Megan Palmateer. Third on Palmateer and third on BG as a team. 51 seconds exactly to go in the fourth. It's BG 43 and Green 37. And now a foul on Green, a push-off underneath as they were trying to jockey for position. That was Emma Smith, gets called for a push-off, her second, team second. And now BG's going to take a timeout with 51 seconds to go. It's 43-37. We'll keep it right here on WCDO. It's the girls' MAC semifinals tonight. We appreciate you listening in. Again, the finals will be on Friday night at Binghamton University at the Event Center. 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 8 o'clock for the boys' game. Delhi girls have already punched their tickets. They defeated 4 seed Deposit Hancock 70-47. So if BG can hold on, it would be the fourth straight year that Delhi and BG would meet for the league championship. Boy, that's a heck of a story there. The boys contest for the semifinals will be tomorrow night. It will be number 1 Walton hosting number 4 Sydney, and number 2 Unadilla Valley hosting 3 seed Delhi. Last year's championship game was UV against Delhi, so this year they will meet in the semifinals. Walton has had a fantastic season, earning the 1 seed for the boys. And Sydney, the 4 seed, will try to knock them off tomorrow night. So out of the timeout, 51 seconds left in this one. It's 43-37. BG girls trying to hang on. BG with the basketball. They'll throw it into the backcourt for Macy Leisure, who's had some big minutes off the bench tonight. Now for Canestra, left side. Canestra closely guarded by Alyssa Sands, and now a reach and foul on Alyssa Sands. That's the team's third, so they would need 2 more fouls to put BG on the line and try to stall this game a little bit with foul shooting. 44 seconds left. BG looking to get the basketball in, and they will to Megan Palmateer. Palmateer is fouled by Madison Rice. That other foul was on Sands. That was her first. This foul will be on Rice, her second, team's fourth. 42 and a half to go, fourth quarter. BG leading 43-37, trying to punch a ticket to the championship game. Here's Selfridge at midcourt. She is fouled by McKenna Sergi. So that's the team's fifth and Sergi's third personal with 40 seconds to go. And Selfridge will shoot two. And this could help to put the icing on the cake here for the Lady Bobcats, the number one team in the state in last week's New York State Sports Writers poll for Class C schools for girls. BG was ranked number one, and they've been there for most of the year. Selfridge, first shot is up and good. So Selfridge hits the 20-point mark, and the second one coming. It's 44-37, BG. And can't get the second one to go, so it remains a 44-37 game. Green quickly in transition. Let's see what they try to do. They'll go to the right side. Sophia Brown for a deep three. This one is off the mark. Rebound here for BG. Macy Leisure to midcourt. Leisure gets one to Erica Selfridge. And now to the left side for Palmateer. 20 seconds left, and she is fouled by Emma Smith. And it looks like BG, with some foul shots on the way, could possibly win this ball game. 21 seconds left. And Megan Palmateer will step to the line. Palmateer, first shot for BG, rattles it in. So Palmateer now with seven. And the second shot coming. Green putting in some of the bench players here with 21 seconds left as Palmateer settles in for her second shot. And this one is no good. Rebound is picked up here by Caitlin Pratt. Sands back up the floor. You have to admire the effort that she's put in here tonight. Sands tosses it up. It won't go. Sands underneath again. It was partially blocked, and now Palmateer is fouled by Sands on the rebound with 10 seconds left. And Palmateer will go back to the line. 45-37 the score, and you have to feel this. Green team came in here today, gave it everything they had, and really took BG all the way to the wire, had it down to 3 or 4 points on several occasions, had the lead early. A lot of credit to Dave Gorton and his team here tonight. Palmateer, first shot is good. Second one coming for Palmateer. As it's 46-37. Palmateer's second shot is good. So she has 9 points. Looks like that's where she will end up tonight. 47-37 to score. Sands for three. It's blocked. Palmateer scoops it up, and that's going to do it. They will run out the clock, and we will have Chapter 4 between BG and Delhi for the MAC Championship next Friday night. Postgame show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time. It is our post-game show with the final score, BG 47 and Green 37. So BG, the 2-seed, defeats Green, the 3-seed, by 10 points. And top-seeded Delhi defeats number 4, Deposit Hancock. So it's Delhi girls topping Deposit Hancock 70-47 to punch their tickets to the MAC championship on Friday against BG. So it will be round 4 between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs on Friday night down at the Event Center at BU at 6 o'clock. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Green, team-high 14 points for Alyssa Sands, followed by 10 from Sophia Brown, 7 from Emma Smith, 4 from McKenna Sergi, 2 from Madison Rice. For BG, 20 points for Abigail Selfridge tonight, 15 for Erica Selfridge, 9 for Megan Palmatier, and 4 for Jill Canestra tonight for Bainbridge Guilford. Let's get into our three awards. First, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Abigail Selfridge, 20 points for the BG Lady Bobcats tonight. I thought she was tremendous and sealed the deal. She was the player that was doing a little bit of everything here tonight to get the job done. We will give her our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up, it's the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Erica Selfridge tonight, 15 points for BG, but I thought just did a lot of things and some big steals, including that last one right at midcourt where she was able to pick it up and take it the length of the floor, get that layup, which increased the lead from 41-37 to 43-37, which was really the final blow here for Green tonight. They just couldn't find a way to come back from that. Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Alyssa Sands from Green. 14 points. I thought she was tremendous in all aspects of the game. She got to the rim early. She was able to finish shots off, kept Green in the ball game, and you could see a lot of senior leadership out of Alyssa Sands tonight. I thought she was tremendous. So Alyssa Sands from Green gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So again, our final score, 2-seed Bainbridge Guilford 47, 3-seed Green 37. So BG advances to the MAC championship game on Friday night. They will take on Delhi, the 1-seed, who defeated the 4-seed, Deposit Hancock, 70-47 tonight. Boy, the Delhi girls, they're ranked number 2 in the state right now in Class D, and they have just been on a roll. I got to see them play DH last week in a regular season contest, and they looked fantastic. And they're deep, they're strong, they have good size. It's just a really nice combination, and head coach Todd Bruce has done a wonderful job with them this year. So it'll be Delhi and BG, round 4 of the of the MAC championship on Friday. BG has won 3 in a row against Delhi, so you know the Bulldogs will come hungry to be taking on the Lady Bobcats. Again, our final score here tonight, 47-37. BG defeats Green, and they will play Delhi on Friday night for the MAC championship game down at the BU Event Center. Girls game at 6 o'clock, boys game at 8 o'clock. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. UV and Delhi in the boys' MAC semifinal. The other contest will be Walton and Sydney. We'll keep you updated on all of that. And make sure to check out our Twitter feed as well at WCDOsports.com for all those other game score updates that you need. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night on CDO Sports.